the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries expects Democrats to vote against the spending bill proposed by Republicans. Jeffries said during a Monday news conference, the bill is something they could never support. He said it hurts Americans.
The House Republican so-called spending bill does nothing to protect Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid.
Republicans are expected to bring the bill to the House floor Tuesday. A federal judge in New York is halting efforts from the Trump administration to deport Columbia student Mahmoud Khalil. ICE agents took Khalil into custody Saturday night, saying his student visa had been revoked. But his lawyer says he's here legally with a green card. He has been involved in anti-Israel protests at Columbia University in recent months. Wall Street is down severely over recession fears. Stocks plunged as a three-week sell-off intensified over concerns about Trump administration tariffs and the impact on the economy. The new Los Angeles DA wants the Menendez brothers to remain locked up until they come clean. Nathan Hochman has opposed a new trial for Lyle and Eric Menendez for the 1989 killing of their parents in the family's Beverly Hills mansion. One of the most popular true crime podcasts is being honored with the iHeart Podcast Award for Best Overall Ensemble.
And the winner is My Favorite Murder with Karen, Kilgariff and Georgia Hardstark.
The award was handed out at the iHeart Podcast Awards in Austin, Texas, Monday night. My Favorite Murder first debuted back in 2018. It racks up 35 million downloads per month. Other nominees included We Can Do Hard Things, Handsome, Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard, and The Breakfast Club. I'm Brian Shook.
1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Now, a check on New Jersey fast traffic.
Eastbound Route 80 still closed, exit 34 in Wharton because of the sinkhole repair. It has been a month already. Westbound 78, the express lanes are now closed from exit 52 to exit 48. There is no express lane access from the Garden State Parkway. You need to use the local lanes instead. Now, traveling on westbound 78 farther down the line between exit 33 and 29, there's road work. The turnpike has some accidents. Southbound in the truck lanes, you've got an accident right near the Gothels Bridge. It's after exit 13. The right lane and both shoulders are blocked, and unfortunately, you can't use the southbound car lanes because they're closed for construction. There's still a wreck on the ramp from interchange 11 to the southbound parkway. The left lane and shoulder of the ramp are blocked, and also northbound on the western spur after the Vince Lombardi service area, a wreck blocks the right lane, and there are delays with that. There is now parkway road work in both directions between the Colonia Rest Area and exit 136 in Cranford. 295 South has two right lanes closed at the Aljo Curve, possible intermittent full closures, and across the Hudson leaving New Jersey, Holland Tunnel losing a lane for construction, expect delays. We're still looking okay at the George and at the Lincoln as well. Traffic every 15 minutes. Nick Shaport, 1118 on New Jersey 101.5.
Feel like a winner today? Then you should sign up for contest alerts on our free New Jersey 101.5 app.
MyPillow.com.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, mainly clear through the overnight hours. Low temperatures will be between 35 and 40. Lots of sunshine for Tuesday. It's going to be breezy and warm again for the afternoon. There will be an elevated brush fire risk due to the gusty breeze, the low humidity, and some of the recent dry conditions. High temperatures in the mid to upper 60s Tuesday. Mainly clear Tuesday night, lows close to 40. A little cooler Wednesday, but still mild with times of clouds and sun and highs in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
New Jersey temperature is 51.